To attract customers, credit card companies are cutting interest rates and doing away with annual fees. Many card companies have found a way to make up for that lost revenue by charging much higher rates and fees to customers who miss payments deadlines. And that can be costly for cardholders, as NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
More than a decade ago, Anne and her husband decided to retire to Central Virginia. They built a house in a resort community in the woods. On a summer afternoon, Anne, who doesn't want her last name used, stands in her backyard looking over a golf course. The air conditioner hums nearby. Anne says when they came to the area, she and her husband had savings, two pensions, and not much debt. They expected a comfortable retirement.
We expected it to be a slower pace of life. We knew enough about the area to know that the real estate costs would be much less.
So you and your husband have been happy here?
Yes. Yes, we have been.
Then the couple met a local con man who persuaded them he was a federal drug informant. Wanting to help him out, they loaned him thousands of dollars, which they raised through cash advances on their credit cards.
You know, it was a little bit and then a little bit more and a little bit more. That was how it worked out.
The con man was sent to jail. Anne and her husband were left with enormous credit card debts. By the time they realized they'd been taken, the couple owed about $200,000. They could barely make the minimum monthly payments.
And sometimes when there were a couple of cards that had particularly large balances on them, we weren't even able to pay the minimums, which understandably didn't make the credit card companies happy.
The couple had excellent credit histories, but once they started missing payments, they had to pay sharply higher interest rates and fees. That is no surprise to Daniel Ray, editor-in-chief at Bankrate.com. He says credit card companies have become much more aggressive about penalizing late payers.
Just as the American public is addicted to credit cards, the credit card companies have become addicted to fees. They would not be able to stay in business without them. The old days of just extending credit based on risk are over.
Ray says credit card companies typically charge $39 for late payments. That compares to $5 or $10 a decade ago. Many cards now allow consumers to go over their credit limits, but then charge them what's called an overlimit fee for doing so. Linda Sherry, editorial director of the advocacy group Consumer Action, says companies are much stricter about payment deadlines.
In some cases, your payment getting there on the actual due date isn't even good enough. It has to get there by 12 p.m. on the due date. They really have created a scenario that, to me, looks like a field full of landmines, and you've got to be very, very careful how you conduct your business with a credit card.
Sherry says cardholders who miss payments, even once, often have to pay higher interest rates. And she says once a company has raised someone's rates and it gets on the person's credit record, there's a kind of piling on. All the person's other cards can raise their rates too, even if the consumer has always paid them on time. Sherry says for someone struggling to pay off debt, all this can make a bad situation worse.
Balances on credit cards have a way of mushrooming. And with these penalty rates and the rest of the fees, they mushroom a lot faster than most people could even imagine.
That's what happened to Anne and her husband in Virginia. Once they started missing payments, their interest rates went from 8 or 9% to as much as 24% a year. They were regularly slapped with fees for late payments. The pair considered bankruptcy, but eventually turned to consumer credit counseling services, which helped them pay off the debt over 7 years. But because of the higher rates and fees they were paying, retiring their $200,000 debt ended up costing them more than $340,000. Anne insists that the couple's problems are nobody's fault but their own, and she doesn't blame the credit card companies. She says they clearly spelled out what would happen if she missed a payment. Still, she says, the experience was frustrating.
It was a little bit disappointing that they seemed not very sympathetic to how we had gotten to the fix that we were in.
Credit card industry officials say all this needs to be put in context. Fritz Elmendorf, spokesman for the Consumer Bankers Association, says there may be more fees these days, but on the whole, credit cards are cheaper, with lower rates and no annual fees. He also says credit is much easier to get.
People are getting credit cards that sometimes really aren't handling them very well. More people are filing for bankruptcy. More people are defaulting on their cards. And that's risk. That's a business risk.
To compensate, Elmendorf says companies need to charge higher fees. He also says consumers who think they've been charged excessive fees should try to persuade their card companies to lower them, and they should take their business elsewhere if they're not satisfied. But consumer activists say that may not be an option for people with poor credit histories who have more difficulty getting credit. The upshot is that credit card users have more options than they used to, but those who fall behind are paying a steeper price than ever before. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.